Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about positioning, how the Father wants to position us where He wants us to be, not necessarily where we want to be, but where He wants us to be, where we'll be most effective for Him. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 7. Book of Joshua chapter 7. Here's a situation where the Father knocked down Jericho for them. Remember, they went around Jericho once a day for 6 days and seven times on the seventh day, or 13 times. That's why 13 is a blessed number. It's a number of deliverance, victory. But in Joshua chapter 7, there was a little town named Ai. And in verse 3, and he returned to Joshua and said to him, "Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor there are but a few." They were overconfident. And so there went up there the people, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. They ran away. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men and chased them. Hallelujah. From before the gate, even unto Sheer Barim, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua was really upset. And what they found out, that there was sin in the camp. They were told not to take anything from Jericho. But this guy, Achan, took gold and some clothing. And he found it out, and they killed him and his family. In chapter 8, verse 1. Remember talking about positioning. And the Father said unto Joshua, "Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and rise and go up to Ai. See, I have given unto thy hand Ai." For one thing, they just went up against Ai before without even discussing the plan with the Father. They had no plan. They were just overconfident. But now he's saying, now he's going to give them a plan. And just like in the beginning, he said, "I want you to see Jericho." They saw Jericho, and Jericho came down. Now he's saying, "I want you to see Ai, and it's going to be defeated." Verse 2, "And thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou did unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall you take for prey unto yourselves, lay there in ambush for the city behind it." So Joshua took 30,000 mighty men of valor. This time he was not overconfident. And the plan was that we'll come against, this is the plan of the Father game, come against Ai like you did before, and when they come against you, you run away like you did in the beginning, and then have some of your men come behind the city. So when all the men of Ai come out, then you go behind them, burn the city, and now catch them in a sandwich. And that's exactly what the Father did. That's what they did. That's the plan the Father had. And they accomplished that plan. And the enemy was caught in a sandwich. But you see how the Father repositioned them. And sometimes, not only will He position us, He'll reposition us where we need to be. And this time give us the victory. So maybe you suffered defeat in a certain situation, but He may reposition you right back in that situation. This time you get victory. Maybe it's a company. Maybe you left the company and things just didn't work out. Maybe He'll reposition you right back in that same company. Hallelujah. It's just so important you see that He can reposition us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go to 1 Kings chapter 19. Again, we're talking about positioning and repositioning. There's a situation where, Elijah had stood against the 850 false prophets. But now, in chapter 19, verse 1, "And Ahab had told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Now Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, 'So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.'" So he got afraid. Jezebel likes to put fear into people. Hallelujah. It likes to capture people, control people, and put fear into them. It's like to keep them, it likes to keep them in bondage. But he ran a day's journey into the wilderness, and he wanted to die. Hallelujah. Verse 5, "And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And touched. And then the angel came and touched him again. Hallelujah. And then he had more energy, and he ran. And he was in a cave. In verse 11, and he said, go forth and stand before the mountain before the Father. And behold, the Father passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Father. But the Father was not in the wind. And after the wind was an earthquake, but the Father was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Father was not in the fire. And after the fire, a small, still voice. Now, Elijah was hiding out again. You know, he ran away from Jezebel. Now he's hiding in the cave. And verse 13, and it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood on the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and saying, what are you doing here, Elijah? He visited and said, what are you doing here? Now, what he did is he sent him, I want you to anoint Elijah as a prophet, you know, after you, and then anoint Hazael to be king. He sent him right back to where Jezebel was. He repositioned him right back to where Jezebel was. So maybe you escaped the situation and you don't want to go back there. The Father may send you right back, this time with victory. This time with victory. Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 14. The Father wants to put us in a place where we're most effective for Him. And if you came through situations, maybe you were a drug addict, and maybe you're an alcoholic, but see, the Father has given you an anointing in those areas to set people free. You may not want to go near, you know, drug addicts and alcoholics, but the Father may send you back to set them free. He'll do it through you, because you have an anointing. Hallelujah. In chapter 14 of the book of Acts, Paul was preaching, and there was a man who was listening to him and had faith to be healed. In verse 10, he said with a loud voice unto the man, stand upright on thy feet, and he leaped and walked. And the people were making Paul and Barnabas to be gods. They called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercury. And then Paul and Barnabas said, hey, don't lift us up. It wasn't us. We didn't do it. In verse 18, and with these sayings, scarce they restrained the people that they had not done sacrifice unto them. That's how bad it was. It started lifting up people. And I talked a lot on this broadcast about a doctrine that's going around about kingdom now and dominion theology, where it's a doctrine that Christians are going to take over the government, control the world, and prepare the kingdom before Yeshua comes back. That's a bunch of lies. That's false doctrine. And how we're little gods and we can name it and claim it. It's all humanistic, trying to lift you up to where the Father wants you to be. It's the same sermon that Satan preached to Eve, saying you can be like the Most High God. And he wanted to be like the Most High God. And he wanted to lift up his throne above the heavens. You see? Hallelujah. And it's just a plan of the enemy to have you lifted up in pride that you're something special. But Paul said, in him we both move and breathe and have our being. So, hallelujah. It's just important that you realize that we need Him every step of the way. And we need to turn our flesh over to the Holy Spirit, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, and conform us into the image of Yeshua. And when you're humble before Him, He can use you and position you. Hallelujah. But He's not going to position you where you'd be an embarrassment to Him. And you can't take anything in this new position. You can't take the baggage with you. You can't say, well, I'll serve you, Father, but I still want to smoke marijuana. I'll serve you, Father, I still want to drink wine. And I've done so many messages on wine as opposed to grape juice. And on my website, henrywalker.org, there's a message about wine as a mocker. Hallelujah. If you want to hold on to those things, you can't be positioned where He wants you to be. You can't bring them into the new land of promise. You can't bring them into the Canaan land. Hallelujah. And again, especially with wine, you know, we're priests, and the priest could not drink wine in the presence of the Father, and we're always in the presence of the Father. Hallelujah. He's inside us. We're His temple. And the word wine in the Old and New Testament is the same word for grape juice and fermented. And you have to, based on the context of the story, is what the word means. Like when Noah got drunk, that was fermented wine. When he called the grapes to be wine on the trees, that was grapes. When Yeshua at the wedding feast of Cana, they were all drunk and intoxicated. He wasn't going to make them more intoxicated, because everything that Yeshua did, he restored people and increased people, helped people. Intoxication, a lot of bad things can happen with that. And so what they did is they would squeeze the grapes, make it into a boil it, make it into a gel, and put it in new wineskin so it wouldn't be fermented. And then when they wanted to drink, they would squeeze the gel and add water. And that's what Yeshua did. He made the gel, said, you add the water, and they had the grape juice. And even when at the last Passover meal, said, I won't drink of the fruit of this vine anymore. He didn't say it was wine. I won't drink the fruit of this vine anymore. See, wine can't be a symbol of his blood, because that wine is decayed and dead, but it's just grape juice. It's a symbol of his blood, live and the good wine, grape juice. Hallelujah, praise God. So it's just important that when he positions us, we can't carry this baggage. He wants to get this junk out of our lives. Doesn't mean that you have to be perfect, but you have to turn everything over to him so he can take the junk out of our lives. It's so important, hallelujah, that you be humble before him. Let's go to him in prayer right now, okay? We'll pick up tomorrow. Hallelujah. Father, just thank you. Put your hand on the radio. And if you can't, just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to heal. I ask you to deliver. Do miracles for the people. They need jobs. They need places to live. They need to be set free, Father. And only you can do it, Father. Take all the baggage out of all of our lives, Father. We want to go into our promised land, Father. Those of us who aren't there yet. Father, with no baggage. Just you and us. And I ask this in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about the ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org. There's about 250 prophetic messages on there. Also, I have a biblical calendar page, which talks about each month of the year. Shows each month of the year up to 2020 on the Father's calendar. And also, when each feast day begins, it ends up to year 2020. And it's important because of the books I've written. My first book is called Seasons. It talks about the feast of Yeshua, which is not only for Jews, it's for all of us. That everything major Yeshua did, he did on a feast day. And my book, Noon, second edition, talks about the different hours of the day when the Father, he did things in a word, and he wants to repeat them on those hours of the day. And the months of the year in the Bible, he did certain things he wants to repeat on those months. So if you work with my biblical calendar page, and you see when each month begins and ends, you can anticipate those blessings on that month. We can't base our spiritual walk on a Gregorian calendar, the Roman calendar. We're pagans. Hallelujah. And the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. Now, normally I would send you to my Tate Publishing to get these books, but my wife and I want to give these books to you at the cost, our course, which is really half the price. And so if you like these books, just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. If you want one of these books or all these books, and we'll send them out to you. No donation is needed. We just want to help you. And also, you can go to my website at henrywalker.org and click on contact and email me with your name and your address. We just want to bless you. We want to make these books available to you in these last days. They're such a powerful weapon against Satan and the Antichrist. Remember, the biggest weapon against the spirit of Antichrist is to be humble before our Father. Hallelujah. And don't forget that if you miss this broadcast on 7:15 in the morning, at 7:15 at night, it's repeated, WCNO. And also, you can go back to prior broadcasts by going to WCNO.com and do On Demand and go back. And if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, you can make it at the New Life Revival. And the address will be given at the end. Remember, there's no offer. We're just going to sell the books at cost now, okay? We don't want to charge you anything more than the cost. We just want you to be blessed. So remember, till next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34 9879.